Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and probably should say happy anniversary. By the time this podcast comes out, I guess it'll be close to a year since the last episode came out. So I thought I'd do a follow-up just to kind of say where I've been, what's been going on, what's going to be happening, because there's a lot of things that's been happening, both professionally and personally. So let's get into it. Okay, so I kind of just left fairly abruptly, and I believe it was around April-ish of 2018, and there's a lot of reasons behind that, so I want to talk about that, as well as the podcast and what's going on with that, or Coda Catch-Up in general, because there are some big changes happening with that, and there's been some big changes for me personally and professionally as well, and that all kind of compounds to what happened. I wish I kind of scaled it out a bit better or slowed things down a bit better than what I did, and I just kind of went silent. But I want to say thank you to everyone who has kept subscribing on YouTube, people who keep listening to the podcast and things like that. I really do appreciate that. That's awesome to see. And for anyone who's tweeted or sent me messages and things like that, really do appreciate that. So to kind of explain what was happening was, around that time, at least before then, I was getting hammered with work at my day job, just absolutely hammered, and things were building up. It was just getting too much. I really need to start taking a break because I hadn't had a holiday in ages. I think at that time I had like 6 or 8 weeks worth of holidays up my sleeve, or I was getting close to that. And my wife and I were preparing to have a child. We're having a child in July, so you know, a few months' time we're having a child. And I was looking to have some time off there, and I thought I could keep going with a podcast, but it was just way too much. So I had to take a break. It was just the sensible thing to do for me mentally, in terms of make sure I could focus on my job and prepare for the things that are going to happen and change my life. So that was kind of compounding and building there. And I was planning to take some time off until after my wife had the baby. And that things kind of changed a bit there. So what happened is I worked right up until the couple of days from when my wife was to have the baby, and I was taking 3 weeks off, and I hadn't taken holidays off in, like, I guess years, like a proper holiday. That's why I had so many holidays up my sleeve. So I wanted to do 3 weeks, and I was doing like no computer work over those 3 weeks, like nothing. I did end up going on a day or two, but anyway, we'll get onto that a little bit later maybe. Yeah, doing that. And then after I went back to work, just settling in, I thought I'd settle into, or at least feel a bit more comfortable with everything and managing time and all that kind of stuff with having a new baby. But it just didn't happen after I went back. So I didn't want to just throw out some content and be just throwing out crap, or having just not meeting my own standards, which I still like to adhere to. Like, you know, some people say, you know, done is better than perfect, but I'm not looking for perfect. I'm just looking for something that people will like, as well as something that I'll like. If it's not gelling, then I just don't want to do it. So Coda Catch-Up really is just like a passion project for me. It's not something I'm trying to make an income on. It's nothing like that. It's just something I enjoyed doing. So I didn't want to make it any less than that. So time went on, and there were some other things going on during that period as well, and I just felt it wasn't the right time to do that, as well as doing the YouTube. The video side of things made it a bit more complex as well, which we'll touch on a little bit later. So continuing on with the year, some things were happening, and I needed a change. So I'd been at my job there for over 5 years at the time, and there was things that I wasn't too happy about business-wise and then personal-wise. Like, I wanted some changes. I wanted some things. Like, my priorities have basically changed a lot, especially since having a child. And I really wanted to have more time at home. I was only part-time at work. I was traveling 6 hours of a commute every week. And it was just too much. And I really just wanted to make sure I could focus on the family side of things, and it wasn't just working constantly, or at least feeling super drained after every day. So I started looking, I was getting a lot of offers, and a lot of people contacting me about jobs, but none really interested me. And a friend of mine had just recently switched or moved over to Envato and was like, hey, they're hiring, you should apply, it'd be great. And I said, no, I probably wouldn't be suitable for it, blah, blah, blah. And eventually I was like, okay, Envato is a company I've been following for a long time, and, you know, I love what they do, I love their products, I use their products, why not? So I eventually went through that hiring process, and at the end of December I got an offer, or start of December I got an offer, and I had to think about it, and I decided to take it up, so I ended up leaving Easel, but I stayed on for an extended period of time. I think normally here in Australia you've got to give like 2 weeks or something like that notice, but I decided to push that out until January because some things were happening with Easel, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't just leaving the team over a period, which is generally hard to hire and things like that. So I left Easel in, was it 12th? I can't remember the exact date, but around that in January. And so I finished up on a Friday, and then on the Monday I started at Envato. Now, with Envato, I actually had to fly down to their offices, their headquarters in Melbourne for 2 weeks. So I was down there for 2 weeks doing like the initial onboarding and, you know, getting the equipment and things like that. And this was going to enable me to work remote full time, which is amazing. And just an update as now, it's been an incredible experience. So really, really enjoying things there. So I was down there for 2 weeks doing my thing there. Really awesome. I do want to say, if anyone does apply at Envato, even if you don't get through the whole interview process, because there are multiple interviews you've got to do, it's worth it alone. Like, it's really, really well done. The feedback and things you get during that interview process is amazing. It's great. The people are great there. So just, yeah, if you're ever thinking about applying, definitely apply. Just for the experience alone, it'd be more than worth it. So basically, I was starting this new job, and I thought I'll get right back into it. And I was even going to record some stuff down while I was in Melbourne those 2 weeks, because I was there by myself. My wife and baby were at home. I had all this extra time in the evening and some in the morning, because where I was staying was like 100 meters from the office, so it was very easy to get there. And I just started to enjoy the experience a bit more. I thought, no, I don't really want to go and, you know, use up all my time, be like, work, 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 work. So decided to enjoy that. And I was still prepping and thinking about the podcast a lot, and Cody Catch Up in general. And this is where things really decided to change them. So what I was trying to do with Cody Catch Up was I was trying to make it work for both mediums of video and audio. So an audio only or a video version, and it wasn't quite working. I found it quite difficult. I couldn't go deep on the subject because some subjects required more of a visual side of things, and some were fine for audio. But if you do the audio side of things, you're going to just like to make it work for the audio only. It wasn't going to translate well for video, so you're missing out on things there, and it was just missing out on both fronts. And even some people brought up some points that they're expecting a bit more, and, you know, while this is free content and things like that, and a lot of it is, I try to make it a bit more not so like here's all the facts, like it's more so like here's some of the facts that might interest you, go and dive into detail more on your own kind of time. Just kind of just spark that, oh, I need to have a look at that, or I need to think about this. That's kind of the thinking behind a lot of what I do. Not so much like here's it all on a platter, although sometimes I do that. But yeah, anyway, I'm rambling. So yeah, there was just things that weren't really working with that format. So I had to have a think about it. I've still got a whole bunch of things in the backlog to record, and I've recorded a number of episodes, but I'll keep going back and forth. A bit of false starts there with some of those that I'm just not happy with. But so what I've decided to do is split those up. Now, originally I was going to have them split, and I decided to combine them and things like that. But so basically videos will still be happening, but they'll be far less frequent. So instead of doing like the weekly podcast within a video format as well as audio, it's just going to be a video version every so often. I'm not too sure about the timing around that, because videos do take a lot more time to produce. So anyone who's done this will understand. It does take quite a lot of time to produce a video, even if it's something like 5-10 minutes. It does take up a bit of time with that, especially if you're mixing audio and then editing the video and recording screens and recording you and matching everything up. It takes a bit of time. As for the audio side of things, I did actually record this episode a few times now, and I was saying I was going to go back to weekly, but I'm not too sure now if I'm going to go weekly. I might end up going back to bi-weekly, just until I feel a bit more comfortable maybe doing weekly again. It's The hard part is really building a backlog and being consistent. And my time is pretty limited at the moment. Like, I try to make use of my time as best as I can, but then the time that is available, I'm usually spending it with my daughter, or she's asleep, which is right next to where I record. Like, it's one wall. I don't really want to wake her up. She really needs to sleep. So it's tricky. I've just got to find these little pockets of time, which is usually in the morning after I've dropped her to daycare or whatnot. And there's not a lot of time there. So I've just got to work that out. So I think I'm going to say it'll be bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks, fortnightly. We'll just see how that goes. But I do intend in kicking this back off again. And there should be another episode in 2 weeks from when this is released. I've already recorded another one. I'm going to do another one after that. So I should be have like 6 weeks worth of content there. So stay tuned. So I just want to say thank you to anyone who has kind of stuck around from now. But I'd love to know your thoughts. What do you think about a fortnightly podcast? Would you rather it be weekly? I'd love to know what your thoughts are there, like what things I could do. Also, anything you want to discuss. Like, I've got a lot of tech things, like, you know, products or services or packages or things like that that are pretty interesting and I've been using, as well as some methodologies I've been looking at and some thought processing and just things around working in the web development industry and coding. So I've got a bunch of those as well. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on those. So yeah, anyway, I'm going to record some of those and push them out and see what you think there. But if you do have any thoughts or anything like that, please leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. If you're listening to this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section below. Send me a tweet at codacatchup, or you can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. But that's all I really got for this one. Sorry for the radio silence, but things are going to kick off again, and hopefully we'll get some more subscribers this year and get things going again. But that's it. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye.